Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by today and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I start the podcast, I want to start out with a song by We the Kingdom. Don't tread on me. Amen. Ain't no devil gonna tread on me or you. In Jesus' name. I love that scripture. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want you to claim that today. No matter what you're going through in your life, no whatever has come up against you, just continue to claim that. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against my family shall prosper. No weapon formed against my children shall prosper. And you just start claiming that. Take every thought captive. Scripture in Romans, it says, take every thought captive and pulling those strongholds down. We got to start fighting with those words. We have got to fight with the full armor of God more than ever now. There's so much going on in this world today. There's so much going on in people's lives. So many I speak to are going through so many things. And, you know, even in my own life, you know, I have to tell you, I was really shaken today by some things that, you know, is going on in my life. And, you know, I sat back and I thought, why should I be shaken? Why should I be shaken? Really? Why? Because I serve a God who can do the impossible. I serve the God who can do the unbelievable. I serve a God who will protect me when I feel like every enemy is coming against me in all areas and aspects of my life. Why should I be afraid? You know, you hear faith over fear. Faith over fear. What is that? You know, it's easy to say those words that kind of roll together off the tongue, you know? Faith over fear. When you got to put that faith in action, it's not so easy sometimes as it is to say it. You know, that faith is like a muscle. The more we work it, the stronger it gets. So when those things come up against you, you start to say, no devil, not today, not today. Because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And nothing is impossible with my God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I hope you take those scriptures to heart today. And whatever is going on in your life, I hope you begin to stand up and fight with that muscle of faith. And the more you do, the stronger it's going to get. Whenever things come at you, first of all, I know we get upset sometimes. We're human, you know, that's going to happen. Pause for a moment and remember, God's got you. Lean into Him. Pray like you've never prayed before. And remember, all things are possible with Him. And I wanted to read with you today the Jesus is Calling. And I hope it encourages you just as it encouraged me. Do not let any set of circumstances intimidate you. Amen, right? Don't let any circumstances intimidate you. Hear that. Feel that. Don't let any circumstances intimidate you. The more challenging your day, the more of my power I place at your disposal. Yes, He does. You seem to think that I empower you equally each day, but this is not so. Your tendency upon awakening is to assess the difficulties ahead of you, measuring them against your average strength. This is an exercise in unreality. It's just what I was talking about. We have to remember that. We have to really work that muscle of faith. I know that each of your days will contain. I know what each of your days will contain. I empower you accordingly. The degree to which I strengthen you on a given day is based mainly on two variables: the difficulty of your circumstances and your willingness to depend on me for help. Try to view challenging days as opportunities to receive more of my power than usual. Look to me for all that you need and watch to see what I do. As your day, so shall your strength be. Amen. And amen. And take that to heart today. And like the beginning of this devotion says, don't let any set of circumstances intimidate you. You know, that's what happened to me today. I let some circumstances intimidate me. And I really had to stand back and say, as I tell one of my friends, going to give the devil a black eye today. No, I'm not going to let this intimidate me. You know what we got to do? We got to fight in prayer. I want to pray with you today before I end the podcast. And I want you to continue to pray. I hope as you hear this that it increases your faith and you start working that muscle of faith. Instead of having that fear when something hits you, don't let that circumstance intimidate you. Work that muscle of faith. So let's pray. Lord, I just come to you today. Lord, I ask that you would just strengthen my friends, Lord. Strengthen my loved ones who are listening to this podcast today, God. Lord, you said that we can do all things through you, that you strengthen us, God. And we know right now, God, whatever circumstances is in our path, that you are strengthening us to be able to come through these circumstances victorious, not a victim, victorious. And Lord, I ask that you would just give each one of my friends out there the peace that passes all understanding, God, that only you can give, that you're already working out this problem that they may be dealing with, this situation they may be in for many years. I pray, Lord, that healing is already taking place in their body. Lord, it may have been years that they have dealt with certain things in their body, God. I just pray healing from the top of each one of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord, that their faith would just be stronger than ever was before, Lord, no matter how many years they have dealt with this problem. Lord, and I just ask right now that if they're feeling really down today, God, that you would just wrap your loving arms around them today and you would just hold them up and they would feel that strength like never before that only you can give, God. And they would know that they know that they know that they are not alone, that you're walking right by their side every moment of this day and every day forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope that encourages you. And before I leave with closing today, I wanted to play a song for you. Listen to the words of this song. The name of this song is Dancing on the Waves. There's a few lines in there. It says, "Don't be afraid. I'm your strength. We'll be walking on the water, dancing on the waves. Look up. Lift your eyes. The future's open wide. I have great plans for you. And remember, He does. He so does. He has great plans for you. So as you listen to this song, be encouraged. This is by We the Kingdom, Dancing on the Waves.
I'm standing at your door. My heart is calling yours. Come fall into my arms. You're weary from it all. Been running for so long. I'm here to bring you home. I'm reaching out. I'll chase you down. I dare you to believe how much I love you now. Don't be afraid. I am your strength. We'll be walking on the water, dancing on the waves.
Amen. Be dancing on those waters and walking on waves. And as I always end my podcast, let me remind you, if no one has told you today, you are so loved. So wherever you're at and whoever you're around, get out there today and spread some hope. This world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here next week on The Voice of Hope. Much love to you all. God bless. This is where hope happens. Good night. See you next week. Bye-bye.